I'm Kurt Anderson, talking once again with the digital philosopher and scientist Jaron Lanier about the culture of surveillance. So, Jaron, what did you think of that? I actually find myself happy that he thinks about what he's doing as art rather than actually believing it's giving him control over this degree to which he's spied upon.
Well, you know, there's this sense that, oh, now everyday people can share data about spy satellites to know where they are, which presumably the foreign governments who might be interested in American spy satellites already know where they are. I mean, what I would ask Trevor is he aware of how much Google or Facebook has collected information about him? You know, I think that we're missing the big picture often. We get lost in these little dramas of various activists, the WikiLeakers or whatever, being sort of mini spies, and we're missing the overall way that we're creating a whole world of commerce based on spying on ourselves.
So essentially we have the commercial culture and Silicon Valley creating what you call this castle of secrecy by spying on us. And then you have the government. Of those two choices, of those two castles of secrecy, which one concerns you more?
Well, the commercial one concerns me more because the government actually has a way to use spying that makes sense in the event that it helps fight a war. Whether it makes itself incompetent or not, of course, becomes the big question. And I hope it doesn't become less competent than the people who are trying to destroy America, let's say. But the world of commerce, in a way, scares me more because this giant memory capacity on the internet has allowed us to lie to ourselves more efficiently than ever before. Mm-hmm. We can create this illusion that these giant financial transactions actually make sense when they don't, just because all the bits are there and they seem to be their own reality. And in the same way, we can make this illusion that we have a productive economy when it's really only based on advertising and spying and there's no substance at the core, or it's deteriorating. And if we miss the big picture because we're so hypnotized by the bits we've laid down in our computers, that scares me more than what the government might do, actually.
I get the Soviet Union should have had a slogan, don't be evil, and everybody would have bought into it, I guess.
Well, you know, I sometimes make the joke that in the Soviet Union and in many other systems, people trust government to do the spying, but here we want free enterprise to spy on us.
The movie Minority Report, which was based on a Philip K. Dick story, you were a creative consultant on that movie. And I remember one of the scenes that people still mention from the film was where Tom Cruise goes into a mall and the advertisements are aimed at him as he passes the products. Let's listen to a clip from that film.
A road diverges in the desert. Lexus. The road you're on, John Anderton, is the one less traveled. Make sure you follow the diamonds.
Good evening, John. You can move the old-fashioned
John Anderton.
Century 21
calls provides gourmet cuisine.
John Anderton, you can use a Guinness right about now.
Stress out, John Anderton.
Escape from it all, Harrison. Get away, John Anderton. Forget your troubles. What's new, John Anderton?
That was Minority Report from almost a decade ago. Was that your idea?
Yeah, that one actually was based on a working technology. One of the things about Minority Report is it was supposed to be a dystopian world. So all the gadgets in it are sort of negative. They don't quite work. But that particular one where you're scooped up into the advertisement was actually a working prototype from a little company called iMatic that Google eventually bought, and it morphed into some of the current Google Machine Vision stuff like Google Goggles. And at the time, though, I actually made something approximately like that and brought it into a script meeting, and and there it is on the screen. Yeah.
Speaking of fictional visions of the future, the worry there is that we are in the very early days of the Matrix.
Yeah, but you know, the funny thing about it is that in Silicon Valley, a lot of people, I think, are attracted to that particular kind of darkness. There's a way in which that world is one that empowers the nerdiest, the best hackers are the ones who are the most powerful, you know, and it attracts a lot of young technical men in particular. There's sort of like this hyper-empowered Asperger's-like feeling about it. Like, you know, if I can hack, I'll be all-powerful. And you get that feeling a lot in some of the big Silicon Valley companies and in Facebook and whatnot. And you get it in the WikiLeaks culture. And I am part of that world, and I just want to try to get my fellow nerds to see how short-sighted it is.
Jaron Lanier, thank you very much.
Oh, sure.
Jaron Lanier is a computer scientist, philosopher, and you can learn more about his work at studio360.org. His latest book is called You Are Not a Gadget.